USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As nearly 62,000 Americans have lost their lives to COVID-19, President Trump is saying he's considering holding a national day of mourning by lowering flags across the country to half staff.
I would not mind doing that. I would say not only the White House flag, we could do that. In fact, it's something that I will be talking about later on. We have a meeting on various things. That's one of the topics, and we're going to bring that up. So I think lowering the flags would be something very appropriate.
Vice President Mike Pence was in his home state of Indiana touring a GM plant that's now making ventilators. Pence went to the GM plant in Kokomo, which is under contract to produce 30,000 of the machines.
It's made an incredible difference. And that was about protecting yourself, your family, but also ensuring that our healthcare system would not be overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House says help is coming for nursing homes that are burdened by the coronavirus pandemic. In the East Room, there was some talk about sending care packages. FEMA Director Pete Gaynor was at an event for senior citizens because they are the most vulnerable of the population. He announced personal protection equipment is now being sent to more than 15,000 nursing homes.
Given the lack of availability of PPE necessary for healthcare workers providing support for nursing homes, we will provide a package or a kit containing a 7-day supply of eye protection, masks, gowns, and gloves.
The first care packages will go to senior facilities in hotspot parts of the United States, starting with New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. The Russian Prime Minister said in a televised meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. Mikhail Mishustin says he will be going into self-isolation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The top White House economic advisor says recovery is beginning in some states. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The president's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, saying states starting to reopen or at least making plans to do so will be good for the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says May will be a transition month, and he cited a lot of what he calls pent-up demand, saying the country can produce and spend its way out of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and former rival Bernie Sanders said they've reached a deal over delegates to the Democratic National Convention this summer. Sanders, from Vermont, dropped out of the primary race against former Vice President Biden earlier in the month. But the deal will ensure he has enough statewide delegates at the DNC in August to ensure fair representation for progressives to help draft the party's platform. Biden and Sanders announced the deal in a joint memo as part of an effort to show unity in the campaign. Both campaigns will also work together to ensure Sanders has some delegates at the New York delegation, despite the state canceling its June 23rd primary due to the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.